Time for Action, March 15. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. The time has come when things must be called by their right names. The truth is to triumph gloriously, and those who have long been halting between two opinions must take their stand decidedly for or against the law of God. Some will take up with theories that misinterpret the Word of God, and undermine the foundation of the truth that has been firmly established, point by point, and sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit. The old truths are to be revived, in order that the false theories that have been brought in by the enemy may be intelligently met. There can be no unity between truth and error. We can unite with those who have been led into deception only when they are converted. There is a God, and I am commissioned to say that His truth must be vindicated, that the evil, seductive theories that are coming in may be uprooted. Many minds have been taken captive, because for years they have placed their confidence in someone who has prepared a dish of scientific fables to suit their appetite. We may well be alarmed at the crisis that is upon us. God's law has been transgressed, and the result is seen in the misrule and lawlessness that floods the world. Human lives are regarded as of little value. The spirit of disaffection is running riot. The inhabitants of the Noachian world were destroyed because, after being granted a period of 120 years in which to choose between the evil and the good, they deliberately chose to follow their own wicked ways. Because they did not avail themselves of the opportunity God gave them to repent and turn to Him, they were destroyed by the flood. Once again, before the great destruction of the world by fire, there is granted a period of test and trial. Men are given opportunity to show whether or not they will be loyal to God. Satan is seeking to lead men in positions of trust to seek the regeneration of the world by plans of their own devising. These men desire to be reformers, but they fail because they do not work in Christ's lines. Can they reform others, when they cannot reform themselves? As God's witnesses, we have a message to bear to all the world. The Lord has many children who have never heard the truth for this time. God's servants must give them the final warning. To J. E. White.